In India, it's very interesting. There are certain important temples in southern India, especially in my state. They follow the movement of the sun, and then they build temples for Shiva. And then it is very remarkable, and then they identify the movement of the sun in the sky and how the maximum light comes to a particular spot on the earth plane, and there they go and put the sanctum sanctorum of the temple, particularly of Shiva. There will be a Shiva Linga. You know, these are temples which were built thousands of years ago, and then they were renovated, and then they disappeared and came back. And this is a phenomenon which I have observed. And when I am in India, I used to go to those temples to get the light of the sun. If you have the power of the sun, then you have the energy, unlimited energy. Life is energy too. If life is gone, the energy is gone, and then we are dead. So those who want energy of the highest power, whether it is in the energy of the brain or the mind or the supermind, they all come from the sun. And then they access this energy by certain sound waves, they called mantras. They connected the sun with mantras. There has been a lot of research done in India by scientists on the mantra called Gayatri Mantra. This is the mantra for the sun. We need to go and look at the research, and it is up to you to do that, because there's a lot of research and they are all available. And now, you know, there are search engines, they can provide a lot of information and putting together all the research. But what is more important is the practice of connecting the sun with the right eye and the left brain is very important. And also the solar plexus and also navel chakra. These are intimately connected with the sun within the body. And you will see that your consciousness becomes so different after doing the meditation sounds.